Well, I mean, each week, you know, in the NFL, you're going to face a good front up there. And I think these guys are very talented up front. They're experienced and they're productive, you know. So it obviously starts with the offensive line, but, you know, their whole defense has been, you know, pretty effective this season too. I just think there's always a sense of urgency when you're dropping back, depending on the situation. You know, depending on if it's a passing situation, really everybody in the stadium knows, I think that there's a sense of urgency to get rid of the ball, yeah.
As far as Ryan last week, right, that's something that we talked at length about. He can't do that.
Right.
He's a veteran. What do you say to him after a game like
that? Well, I mean, we, as a unit, we look at the film and you know, when the success is there, it's a collaborative deal between the whole unit. And obviously when there's some negative plays and, you know, it kind of goes together with not only just the coaching of it, but also the execution from the front end on the offensive line to the routes by the receivers and then the decision by the quarterback. I think it's a group effort more than anything as far as correcting that. Yep, correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
I wondered if you could share kind of, can we talk about decision making since you work with the quarterbacks more than anyone else? What did you share with them about decision making and what you saw?
Well, I mean, there's certain situations there that were uphill, and like we talk about, I mean, it starts with the coaching end of it first and then, you know, to the execution. But, you know, we have to be aware of the situation, and you know, a couple of those were, you know, one of them was a deflection, and a couple others, you know, we probably could have just lived another down. I think that's kind of really what the message was between us both, you know. And I always talk to you guys about it's really a collaborative issue at the quarterback position. It's not a, you know, Ryan out there and kind of everybody just there doing their own thing. I think the unit's together, and then from a coaching standpoint, it's he and I trying to be on the same page too and making sure during those situations we clean those up. Well, I think, I mean, he's an experienced professional quarterback, so, you know, we only have 16 of these during the year, so it's move on to the next week and let's get focused on the next task, which is a, you know, formidable opponent again, and really just trying to put that behind us, learn from it, and move on to the next team.
Jordan, what, with Chris Myers, what are his responsibilities pre-snap in terms of reads and adjustments? I mean, is he basically your second quarterback out there that's going to rely on?
Yeah, I mean, the center really declares the picture for the other four players up front, and including the tight end, and in some instances the quarterback too. So it's very important that we communicate from the quarterback position to the center position so that he can relay it to his group of guys up front. And a guy like that that's really seen a million fronts, a million snaps, and executed at a high level, I mean, you take a guy like that any day that can help you out. And he's good on the sideline. He's good with the communication from coach to player and vice versa to player to coach. Right.
How many plays do you think he was able to create that, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, there was quite a few in the game that he was able to really negotiate the play a little bit longer. And I think, you know, when we evaluate quarterbacks, one of the things that we look at is just how do we get out of a bad play and get into a good play? And sometimes some quarterbacks do it mentally at the line of scrimmage with checks and, you know, change the whole play and get everybody on the same page. And then other times you see quarterbacks throughout the league really kind of enable the play a little bit longer with their feet. And when he's able to do that, you know, there's some plays downfield. There's some receivers that spring open. I think, you know, a few of those we're trying to, you know, make sure we keep our eyes downfield too for some receivers trying to get open. So, I mean, those things are there's scramble drills that you practice, and then there's live drills that really, you know, depending on the route concept, it depends on where we're headed.
How good of a job does he do with that? Like you said, keeping his eyes downfield.
field and still, while he's trying to, as you said, navigate the chaos, he can still have the vision to ultimately get what he needs to do.
I mean, that's hard to coach, so it's a trait that really you learn through your experience, and he's been able to like kind of negotiate his way in the backfield and then keep his eyes up and get rid of the ball. It's a tough task, you know, like I said, out in the practice field to get done. So really it's a credit to him and, again, his experience.
How much in terms of audibling does he do? And I don't know if you guys in your system, how it works, if I don't want to say the freedom to audible at the line, but how much of that does he do, would you say?
Yeah, well,
obviously it's like call out protections, point out, you know, like line out,
right,
like that. But in terms of, as you said, he doesn't like a play, for example. Does he do a lot of that? Does he have the freedom to do that?
Well, I mean, I think when we go out there, we're going out there to score, and we're going out there to run effective plays. And if it's Ryan at the line of scrimmage changing that to get us into effective play, we give him the green light on some plays, on certain looks. But, you know, defenses are nowadays so advanced that there's a lot of different looks that you could sit up there and, you know, you could take all day at the line of scrimmage if you check everything. So, you know, there's some plays we do and there's some we don't.
George, Marone and O'Brien went back and forth the last couple of days, sarcasm. And do you have any good Marone, O'Brien stories or anything?
I've got a lot of them, but.
Yeah,
well, I mean, Coach Marone, really, when I was in high school, was the first one to notice me as far as a college recruiter. So I kind of leave it at that. We got a lot of stories, I'm sure, that we both could tell. But, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Who's more sarcastic, Doug or Bill?
Depends what time of the night you get us, I guess. So we all are. But we're football coaches. I think that's part of our trade.